Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The sacrifice that lives and breathes. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:1. Today it's considered a sacrifice to forego a second dessert or give a dollar to charity. Contrast that with an Old Testament sacrifice, which was precious, personal, and costly. There is nothing cheap about the sacrifice Paul calls for in Romans 12. Far more than a dead animal or a hard-earned buck, it involves your very life. Listen as John Henry Jowett explains. Walk with John Henry Jowett, an English pastor who served on both sides of the Atlantic in the late 1800s to 1900s. The Lord wants my body. He needs its members as ministers of righteousness. He works in the world through my brain and eyes and ears and lips and hands and feet. And the Lord wants my body as a living sacrifice. He asks for it when it is thoroughly alive. We so often deny the Lord our bodies until they are infirm and sickly, and sometimes we do not offer them to him until they are quite worn out. It is best to offer our bodies to the Lord when they are strong and vigorous and serviceable, and when they can be used in the strenuous places of the field. And so let me have a daily consecration service, and let me every morning present my body as a living sacrifice to God. Let me regard it as a most holy possession, and let me keep it clean. Let me recoil from all abuse of it. Let me look upon my body as a temple, and let the service of consecration continue all day long. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8.
Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
When God required a sacrifice from his people, he asked for the cream of the crop. In the same way, God is looking for living sacrifices today that can serve him in prime condition and energetic consecration. Are you ready to give him that? Remember, your body is the temple in which his spirit resides. 1 Corinthians 6:19.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.